Darling, did you carry me back to bed? I guess I must have passed out while I was at my office desk. Thank you, darling. I really appreciate it, but you know the risk of leaving these chambers. You know what my people still think of you. You're putting yourself at risk by pulling that stunt. I do appreciate what you did. I was out late? Yes. There's so much paperwork I have to go through. It does make me really happy to have someone that worries about me this much. But I still think it's risky of you to traverse these foreign lands just to check up on me. One of my own people almost assassinated you that other night. I don't know what I would do if you were kidnapped, or worse, died. I know. You're safe here still, and you know how to protect yourself. You know that I worry a lot. The society here isn't perfect either. There are so much issues, and sadly, this war with the human princess is helping us unite. Just because we all share a common enemy. Once that war is over, my own people are going to fight amongst each other again. Such is the nature of things. You are right. I am stressing a lot. Maybe I do need a day to just relax and sleep in. My work? I mostly look through war reports, politics, and finance issues. It's really stressful, but no one else will do it but me. I still need to convince the council that you can be trusted still. They think I'm thinking with my vagina. The nerves of those politicians. I told you before, if certain things come to an unsatisfying result, I have backup plans. However, from what you've told me and watching your actions, you've been very honest with me. I know. With this war, everyone is paranoid. They need someone to blame for their grief, but I'm not letting them execute you. You mean so, so much to me. No, you're right. I need to relax. Well, since you suggested that, how about you come over here and cuddle with me? I was thinking, since I haven't showered yet after our cuddle session, maybe you and I can get all nice and steamy later. My bad. Maybe they were right about me thinking down there. What? Oh, nothing. Just thinking to myself is all. How about you come here and help me relax? Cuddle with me and be smothered in between my chest? There you go, my love. I know this whole ordeal probably stresses you out just as much. And I do apologize for putting you into this position. Just know that I will protect you. You want to protect me as well? Thank you. It's nice to think that I have someone to watch my back. Having you in my arms and being loved by you. It all just feels so nice and surreal at the same time. Especially in the time of war. Having someone to escape to just for a little bit from reality is nice. I'm sure you understand that all too well. Finding a happy place to get yourself away from the sad reality of a lot of things. And that's how I feel with you. Of course, I don't want to become dependent on you, but you just make me so happy. And I'm happy to have that luxury with you. Oh, sorry. I hope you don't mind me showering you with kisses and head rubs. You don't mind? I just want to make sure, since I know I can go overboard sometimes. If you're fine with it, then I'm happy. And know that if you're ever stressed, my arms are open to you. You could even squeeze my chest. I don't mind at all. More than anything, I encourage you to do so. Although for me, I am trying to relax. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate all that you're doing for me. Carrying me to bed, cuddling me, letting me kiss you all over. However, there's just so much issue still, and I just want to keep working and help my people. It sucks. It's like I want to relax, but I'm too stressed out to relax. It's just, I feel like if I don't get any of these done, then it's just another day of it stalling. Again, I am sorry. Just so much on my mind. The war and so much issues within our country that needs to resolve too. Which can't be resolved overnight, of course. You wanted to tell me something? What is it, darling? A plan to help with my people's starvation. I see that you took notice of that. I am happy to hear that you have a plan to help us with our food shortage problem. You want to tell me later? I know. Rest. And I need to stop bringing work into this. You're right, baby. I'm sorry. I do appreciate you for telling me this. Does take another load off of me since I know you do want to help me. Thank you, darling. And I do have something to confess as well. Every time when I'm at work in my office, or when I have meetings with my people, I always have this thought in the back of my head. Maybe I'm being too forward, and I know we recently have gotten into a relationship. But whenever I think of you being with someone else, especially being around that human princess, I just get so jealous. I hate it, but deep down, I just want you to look at me. Or even having your attention is enough for me. It probably sounds stupid, coming from a demon empress and all. I'm supposed to be this cold and callous, demonic woman that has no emotion or care, but yet, I crave for your love and I crave for your attention so much. It's a bit ridiculous. And whenever I get jealous, I just want to pull you into my arms and shove your head into my chest to show the others that you're mine and mine only. I'm sorry. You don't mind? That is good to hear, actually. Yeah, I am smiling. If my retainers saw me smiling, they'll probably freak out. This smile happened because of you. Thank you, sweetie. Speaking of being jealous, I do have a request if you don't mind hearing it out. And you don't have to accept it if you don't want to. I would love to rub my scent all over you to show the other demons that you're mine. As a way of warding, I guess. And it has its own benefit as well. If any other demons smell my scent, they know that you're under my protection. How does it work? Well, us cuddling together is a start. Me kissing you all over, and another nice permanent way is me rubbing my chest all over you, especially your face. But of course, if you don't want to, I understand. Already shove your head right into my chest. My. Well, I did say that you can squeeze them and encourage you to use them. Oh, you love them a lot, don't you? That makes me so very happy that you love my chest. But I do have to say, my dear hero, do you love me more, or do you love my chest more? I wasn't expecting that answer. You know, you're very charismatic. I would be very convinced that you put all of your stats into charm or something. Being able to make a demon queen like me laugh and smile and happy and even fluster too. You are an amazing hero. I'm sorry. I'm getting tired again. Is it all right if I continue to cuddle you like this until I fall asleep? Thank you, hon. Just something about being with you makes me feel so happy and relaxed. Maybe I should have you be my body pillow every time I want to sleep or nap. I'll even wrap my tail around your ankles so you won't leave me, my walking pillow. I'm just kidding. Or am I? You're just so warm and comfy. And I love you so, so much. You're so precious to me, my love. So kind. So sweet. Loving. Brave. And so caring for a race that you were, I guess, mentally trained to see us as this vile being. But you decide to show us a compassion instead. I guess there's a reason why I'm just so obsessed with you and get so jealous whenever I think of other women being with you. Or men too, if you're also into them too. I would love to be with you forever, dear. I love you so, so much.